Okay, so yesterday we talked about Shitas Reb Meir, which is the more open shita in terms of, you know, if you can do mechira to a geratosha, what do you think about mitzuvim lachayoso? If you can do nesina lenachri, what are you going to do with the iser of matnas china? And so let's go over that point. Okay, so Eli. So the Balei HaTosfos we spoke about extensively yesterday took the position that Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda are not as far apart as we would imagine, right? So the Balei HaTosfos made two primary points. This is the Bishlam of the Rabbi Meir and Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. So go ahead, Eli. What were the two underlying points that the Balei HaTosfos wanted to make about Shitas Reb Meir?
I don't think I got up to it with Elon.
Okay. Shimi, you want to just remind us the two basic points?
The two basic points of the Tosfot by Rabbi Meir?
Yeah. So they start out with this idea of, well, let's say there was no pasuk. What would Rabbi Meir have told you? Yeah, go ahead, Shimi.
He would have told you basically the same thing as Rabbi Yehuda.
Right, it's the pasuk that's to blame. That's what Balei HaTosfos say. But it was obvious to Rabbi Meir that, of course, a ger would have kedimos to a nachri. Now, why would that possibly be? So I think we're making a reasonable inference into Tosfos that Tosfos was of the view that Rabbi Meir was moda to the basic principle of outstanding. Ger v'toshav v'chai imach. Okay, Shimi, you ready to carry the water forward a little bit? What was the second point in Tosfos?
I believe that without the you might have thought that we would have that both options would be allowed for one group, but for the other group would still be banned, and you could have a not allowed to give to the Nachri, even if you're allowed to sell to the Ger.
Beautiful. So where would one come up with such an idea? Why would you project an Isser Nesina Lenachri? If it didn't appear in this Pasuk, so then why would anybody think that it was real?
You must hold that Rabbi Meir also believes in Lo Tichonin.
Exactly. So on the critical questions regarding the status of both Ger Toshav as well as Nachri, the Balei HaTosfos are doing critical work. They're bringing Rabbi Meir over to Rabbi Yehuda and saying that this is, a little bit of a more local disagreement between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda as to the scope of Mitzuvin L'Hachayoso. So, Avi, this is exactly the point that we were discussing yesterday, right? You could still believe, in the end, like Rabbi Meir, for sure, Gerat HaMitzuvin L'Hachayoso. And in the end of the day, this pasuk is giving me that Kedimos all over again, because the O is Mechalik, but the tzivoy l'achayoso has to coexist with, let's say, lo yeh b'choy avyon. And maybe I need to transact this nevela rather than give it away. Halacha is always a balancing act between, different values. There's nothing about selling something to somebody that means, you're not mitzuvah l'achayoso. We're allowed to transact with fellow Jews, who of course we have an obligation, lo samar al dam reyacha. It's the very next pasuk after Ger v'toshav v'chayimach. So Rabbi Meir says, midi Yisrael nishma leger toshav. You can do mechira with him also. And that's, a very reasonable position to stake out. And this is maybe a little bit more subtle. And we started to gather early impressions yesterday, but I could believe that there's an iser of matnas chinam and still allow, based on Gzeres HaKasov, lager asher bisharacha titnena v'chala o machar lanachri l'shitas Rabbi Meir, then when it comes to nevela, it's not subject to the lav of lo sechonim. It's not part of a matnas chinam. We're going to have some explaining to do, right? I don't know. We wouldn't instinctively know why not, but it's a very reasonable distinction, if only we can get a little bit more data, which we're going to do today when we learn the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. So that's some of what we spoke about. Rami, I think you had mentioned the point yesterday, full in agreement, very, very much in agreement, that the notion of mitzuvin l'achayoso as it concerns ger toshav could primarily revolve around the status of the ger toshav in question. So if you have somebody who's destitute, maybe that's exactly where Rabbi Meir will tell you that nesina takes priority. Mechira is theoretically a possibility, but you have to evaluate in a little bit more of a discerning way. Okay, so that was really the first half of our analysis. The second half was an exploration of Shitas Rashi. So, David, just remind us, Rashi is Magdir the Ger Toshav. Yeah, exactly. It's one thing to say that there's a heter of achilas nevelos, la'afuke ger tzedek, but to say, and let's be very precise, that part of the geder of a ger toshav is that he's ochal nevelos, prima facie is puzzling. The fact that it appears both alatar, psachim chafalafim adbeis, as well as in the two relevant psukim, in Parshas Re'eh and Bahar, respectively, as intrinsic to the definition of Ezehu Ger Toshav, Kol Shekiba Lav Shalavod Avodah Zarah Ve'ochel Nevelos, it seems like a bizarre coupling. Shekiba Lav Shalavod Avodah Zarah is critical. Ve'ochel Nevelos doesn't sound from Rashi like it's a heter, it sounds like it's part of the geder of the Ger Toshav. He can't refuse. I'm not really sure that that's true, that he can't refuse an Avela, but what I would suggest is that the heter... Oh, David, go ahead. Maybe you wanted to say.
We said that the heter was based on a difference that the ger is allowed to... doesn't have the similar constraint of Kedusha, so he can have the Avela.
Right. It's imperative specifically because of Kibel Olav... Shelo lavod avodah zarah, it's imperative to emphasize the fact that he's ochal nevelos. Who remembers the connection? In French, we would say this, the tushtel, to the ran in Bechol Misrapin. Okay, go ahead. No?
I think it's something else, never mind.
The ran in the sugya Bechol Misrapin is critical for our understanding of this. Levi, give it to us straight.
See, the Ron was the one who said before the Zayhu, right? He was the one who said Ikrav Asachadash Bachu. Let's see what that has to do with this, though. So 13, he said that a missy isn't there.
You already hit it. Just elaborate on it a little bit. You were there. Yeah, go ahead. So what does he say there? He says, we have these two massive, the klalim gedolim Shabbat Torah. We have...
The way he seems to say is that the first klal is b'chon afshecha, but we have to sacrifice that for v'chai b'hem.
And then he quotes a line... There you have it. So just bring us home now. The very fact that the Ger Toshav is Kofir B'Avodah Zarah isn't... Exactly. It puts him, in the game. He's Mode B'Chol HaTorah Kula on some very fundamental level. And as such... Right, there's a concern that this Ger Toshav you know, if we're not, you know, very careful about keeping everybody in their lanes, can easily be construed as a...
not careful, a Jew?
A Ger Tzedek, for sure. Right, there's a Kabbalah, he's Modeh B'chol HaTorah Kula, it sounds like a Kabbalah Satorah. And so, you know, the Ochal Nevelos is essential to avoid that confusion. Ki Am Kadosh Ata LaShem Elokacha, Lo Sevashel Gedi B'chalev Imo. So I think that's really an absolutely critical point. So my perception of Rashi is that the Heter is part of the Geder, of the Ger Toshav, because it has to be very clear to everybody, you know, L'chatchila, that when it comes to the Ger Toshav, he has a ma'amad, he has a status, he's not an Achri, he's not an Ovid Avodah Zarah, but he's not a Ger Tzedek. So a Ger Toshav, to me, is a perfect, right, equidistant from the Ger Tzedek to the Nachri, right? Right there, B'derech HaMemutza. He's not a Nachri, in the sense of Kibbeh Olav Shel Olav Avodah Zarah, but he's not a Ger Tzedek. He's Ochal Nevelos. Okay, Rami, go ahead.
Why is the Heter of Ochal Nevelos the most paradigmatic Heter?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with the Pasuk, but especially in light of Kiyam Kadosh Ata LaShem Elokecha. Right, and here you might integrate Israel's perspective as well, which, you know, I keep on emphasizing, both for the Ramban and for the Rambam, Machalos Asuros is always a referendum on Kedushas Yisrael. You know, Ayin Sham at the end of Hilchos Machalos Asuros, Parakit Zayin, Ayin Sham in the Ramban, in Kedoshim to you. Not only there, but Ben Sora Mora, Vo Sidbach. So, you know, the point that Israel was raising, which I was in full agreement with, is it's not an accident in the context of Trefa, it's, again, Vanshe Kodesh to you and Lee. It's a reflection of Kedushas Yisrael. Noam. And then Israel.
Yeah, I was wondering, you know, if you were a Jew, you're going to be a Jew and you're going to be usher and I don't know, like eating korbanos while you're tamei, whether or not you accept it upon yourself. And accepting like that aspect of being a Jew doesn't make you any more of a Jew. So how come for a non-Jew who's usher and avodah zarah anyways, why does accepting the usher and avodah zarah change his status as a non-Jew?
Okay, this is a very important issue, and it gets into what the nature of the Kabbalah is. Okay, that's a very important question. When we get a little bit further on, we'll try to define exactly that issue. Because, Noam, your point is very well taken. I'll give you the tamtzit right now, and then hopefully we'll be marchev later on. But there's a difference between not doing Avodah Zarah and being mekabel shelo la'avod Avodah Zarah. Okay? And that Kabbalah is exactly what we're talking about. Right? Notice, Rashi never says, she'eno oved Avodah Zarah. What does he always say? Shekibel alav, shelo lavod avodah zarah. So you get where this is going. We just have to develop the point much further. Israel.
I'm just a little bit confused if about the making sure the Ger Toshav eats avodah zarah.
Well, again, he's not. We're not literally making sure. We're not standing there saying, you know, eat the nevela now. What I'm suggesting is that the heter is part of the geder of a Ger Toshav. The very fact that he can is essential to his personal status.
I'm saying if the distinction is that thin, like I don't understand. Do we have something against him accidentally becoming a Ger Tzedek?
No.
I'm saying it's kind of.
On the contrary, we'll see if you haven't seen already, you know, that the Balei Tosos keep on raising that issue. They do it in Chulin, they do it in Avodah Zarah. Maybe, you know, if you believe, put it this way, Israel, if you believe that Ger Toshav is already on the road to Ger Tzedek, the way that I'm presenting it, right? He's halfway there. Maybe what we should do is push him over, you know, the threshold. It's normally our attitude is that we're not, you know, interested in recruiting. But maybe the Geratoshev has already, in some sense, distinguished himself. You follow? Another, so that's a very, very important possibility.
You just so it's left there as a way for him to not. So if he doesn't have to accept becoming Geratoshev, he still has the option of leaving.
Well, I think the point is more like right now we have to be very concerned. And Israel, my point is that the more one is willing to accept your assumption, dehainu, that, you know, he's on the road to becoming a Ger Tzedek, which, you know, I'm in agreement with, right? The more that we have to be careful about his interim status. You know, people might say, oh, what's the big deal? You know, he's already a Ger Toshav, you know, the Eser Chasnas, you know, Geratoshev, you know, the main thing, Ikar Vasa Shekhadesh Baruch Hu Shalavod Avodah Zarah. So in the interim, we have to be doubly careful because of the possibilities of, you know, muddying the waters. That's really the point. So the heter of Achilas Nevelos, it's not a chiv Achilas of Nevelos Eitan, it's a heter, but the heter is part of the geder of what it means to be a Geratoshev. It's a very, very fascinating point. And again, on the assay side, the very fact that it's v'chai imach, ger v'toshav, v'chai imach, creates the fact that we have to treat him like a Jew, in practice, is both a responsibility, but also kind of a liability, in terms of that potential for muddying the waters. Ilan, just to give us the foreshadowing, because I can't, you know, hold back on this expression. It's just so critical to our discussion now, even though we'll come back to now. What's the famous expression the Rambam uses when he talks about, you know, a ger keeping Shabbos or studying the Torah or adding an additional mitzvah? So the Rambam says, we're really concerned about these things. In principle, there's a chi of misa attached to it. We're not going to implement that. But we tell him basically, look, either you should be omeid bitoraskha, o yamid bisoraso, is the way the Rambam actually puts it, right? O yikabel alav lios ger tzedek. But this idea of somebody, you know, caught betwixt and between, that's really what we have to be concerned about. It's very dangerous, because al pi halacha, there is no kedushas Yisrael. You have a Gioras Toshev. You know, somebody would say, it's lovely, you know, she's repudiated of Avodah Zarah. She's a committed monotheist, you know. And then all of a sudden, you know, you can, you know, get into very serious trouble, as anybody could imagine. Okay, Ivan, go ahead.
There's some Achronim who are Mechadish that a non-Jew doesn't have to be a monotheist. They just don't have to worship Avodah Zarah. So, that'd be like the chiluk that a Geratoshev has to be a monotheist, but a typical non-Jew just doesn't have to worship Avodah Zarah.
So what I'm saying is Lashitas Rashi, I think it's even more than that. I think Rashi is very clear that there's a difference between Eino Oved Avodah Zarah and Kibel Alav. It's the Kabbalah that makes the distinction. So even you don't even have to come on to that. But even if you assume kipshuta, right? You know, vayitzav Hashem lokim al adam lemor mikol etzagan achol tochel, that there's an iser avodah zarah. I think Rashi is still perfectly compatible with the distinction between a geratoshev and an achri, because it's a kabbalah. It's not just an abstention, but there's a formal kabbalah, and I think that's really absolutely critical. Okay, we'll talk about that. What does that, you know, imply? Bifnei Shlosha Chaverim, you know, in terms of the process of the Kabbalah is a really interesting question. It begins to resemble Gior itself. And that's part of the dialectical balancing act that we're talking about here. Okay, let's take one more and then we'll be in the Gemara Nevo Dezara. Noam, go ahead.
Yeah, I understand that it's like a Kabbalah and that's different, but you know, I still don't understand why doing a Kabbalah for something you're already obligated in makes you different. You know, like taking a neder for a mitzvah doesn't make you obligated in that neder. So why should saying instead of just not worshiping Avodah Zarah, I now take upon myself to not worship Avodah Zarah. Why is that different?
Let me give you an analogy and see what you think about it. Let's say it happens to be in the TABC student handbook. I'm making this up that students are not allowed to cheat on exams. Okay, I assume it's there, but I haven't checked recently. Okay, so it's there, right? Everybody in principle has agreed by virtue of their attendance at TABC not to cheat in any way on an exam. So there's a difference, I would argue, between a person who's enrolled in TABC and therefore obliged by that statute in the handbook and somebody who, let's say it's an idea that we discussed in administration a few years ago, having like an honor pledge. And somebody who actively pledges, Shelo B'Torah Shavua, or Neder, but, who pledges to join an honor society of conducting themselves, right, with integrity. Let's say in the presence of the principal and the parents association head and the mayor. Would you agree that there's a distinction between those two things? And he was obligated the whole time. Should everybody be in the honor society because they're enrolled in TABC?
Okay, fine. I guess that's fair.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's the point. Yeah. And
I still have a question, though.
Yeah.
The distinction between...
It's a very good one, by the way.
We don't have super Jews who accept upon themselves the entire Torah. So why do you have super non-Jews? I guess that's my question.
Oh, so that I think is a very important issue because what about questions like, Atam Mitzuva L'Achayoso? The Torah is saying that there's a category of people who are outside of Kedushas Yisrael that you're required to treat the way that you would treat a Jew. I might be stating it, I might be understating it for some reason, I might be overstating it for others, but just, let's assume the Ramban for a second. To mitzvah saseh min haTorah, l'hachayos ger toshav. So the Torah has already delineated this category. So who fits in? That's really the question.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Thanks.
Sure. Yehuda.
Also, to answer Noam, we do kind of have this group of quote-unquote super Jews. We have the Naziris that they were specifically taking in a voluntary pledge to take on more provisions in exchange. They're given a higher status in Judaism.
Right. I think what the point that Noam was making... Noam, did you want to respond or should I...
Not sure. I guess I kind of agree. No, because I was fronting who does that. My point was that why should accepting the same obligations everyone else has give you a special status? And Nazir doesn't do that. Nazir takes on additional things.
Correct. That was what I was going to say. That's correct. That's why your point was a very, very good one. Leave.
Yeah, I was going to make a similar point as Yehuda, but yeah, I kind of agree with no. I agree in regards to the Jews part, the idea that I guess, we're all born into the same obligations technically, and you could sort of take on an extra mantle, but that doesn't mean that we're not all born into the same obligations. But I think that's sort of because we're all, the same tribe. Outside Jewry, there are non-Jews, but obviously I think there's going to be different types of non-Jews. There's different types of non-Jews who we categorized as worse, who we must kill. Basically, rather than, they're not all categorized the same. So it kind of makes sense that there's sort of different categories of what they have to keep on it in regards to that. Yeah.
Right. That's another valuable perspective.
We have to treat some people worse. So it makes sense that we also have to treat some people better.
Right. I mean, lo sidro shlomam v'tovasam, kol yamecha liolam. As far as Ammon and Moav goes, or Ammoni and Moavi in terms of Gior. Yeah, for sure. Right. Shiva Amimin in certain respect. Okay. This has sparked a lot of discussion, so we'll go to Levi.
This isn't such a strong question, but a Jew's not allowed to go above and beyond because of Alti Tzadi Karbei, which Rambam says, you can't be Mistalik from the normal ways of the world. You can't accept, you can't you can't, like, you know, if you're given a certain charge, you can't, like, go beyond that to create yourself into, like, a new category. But, like, what you're saying, what we're saying here is that a non-Jew is able to, like, take on a pledge to go above and beyond, like, the normal realm that he was, like, born in, that he was, like, his, you know what I mean?
Yeah, again, I think that in some ways that we're covering the same ground. You know, this is the difference between Eino Oved and Kibel Shelo Lavod.
Yeah.
I don't think that it's, yeah, I don't think that that's, I think that's consistent with our previous analysis. Okay, so, Me'in in the Inyan Boso Inyan, let's take a look at the Gemara Avodah Zarah. Maybe we'll have Boaz read today. Boaz, you have it? Oh, yeah, so I'll share my screen.
Oh, perfect, yeah.
Hopefully it works. Yes. Okay.
Starting from the Mishnah?
Please.
Ve'ein osin tachshitin lavodas kochavim k'tla'os v'nezamim v'tva'os Rabbi Eliezer Omer Bischar Matar Ein Mocher Lahen B'Mocher Lekarka Aval Mocher Hu Mishi Yiktsat Rabbi Huda Omer Mocher Hu Almanas Lakutz.
Okay, so like everything else in the first parak of Avodah Zarah, right, so we're dealing here with commerce restrictions. So go ahead, Boaz. Oh, so one second. Just you want to just quickly distill the Mishnah for us?
Oh, we're
talking about situations. The Jew is obviously not going to be involved in Avodah Zarah, but it's reminiscent of the Kvaki and Dimuniki, right? The question is, you know, even if you're not going to be the one to do it, can a Jew be involved, let's say, in producing things that might be used in Avodah Zarah? Right. Let's say the Jew is benefiting through schar. Does that mitigate some of the hana? Right. This is the question of the Mishnah. Let's say it's mechubar lekarka.
Okay.
Okay.
Should I keep going?
Go ahead. Minani mele.
Yes, a minani mele. Amar of Yosef Bar Chanina. The Amar Kra Lo Techanim Lo Season Lahem Chanim Vakarko Hai Lo Techanim Mibaile Dehachi Ka Amar Rachmana Lo Season Lahem Chain Imkain Le Makra Lo Techanim Mai Lo Techanim Shmamine Tarasi
Shmamine Tarti. So, of course, you know, anytime we have this kind of construct in Shas, so we always are at least willing to explore the possibility, motivated, I would say, to explore the possibility that you don't have two independent dinim entirely, but you have, let's say, a singular mechayiv that has two different expressions. So, Boaz, if you were of that mindset, what might you say? The same reason that you can't give them a chanaya bekarka.
I'm not sure, sorry.
Anybody have a thought on that? Noam, is that a hand?
Nah.
Eitan, go ahead.
In the same way that you can't give them karka, so like that's showing them favor, that's like helping them. So lo tchonim. In the same sense, you're just, like, helping them for free.
Well, we're not up to matnas chinam yet, but lo titen lahem chein, right, to, let's say, you know, develop these kinds of relationships. We'll talk about what exactly it means. You know, chein, a very fascinating expression, you know, graciousness. Lo titen lahem chein, right, just reflects a kind of, you know, an integrated society. So giving them karka, let's say, in Eretz Yisrael, so they could be, in these Ovdei Avodah Zarah, you know, integrated in the land, is problematic, right? You're supposed to be separate and apart. And developing a kind of gracious sociable, fraternal relationship in the sense of, you know, fraternizing is equally problematic. So Valkasi, then the Gemara says, you know, by the same token, Mibaile dehachem rachmana lo titein lahem, this is Eitan's issue, matnas chinam, im kein le makra lo sechinem, my lo sechonem, shmamina kulhu. Right? So that you could argue, the Eitan, that all three, kind of like a singular mechayev, that we are not supposed to be integrated with Ovdei Avodah Zarah. They can't be geographically integrated, right? Chanaya b'karka. We don't have sociable relationships with them. Chain. And, you know, we don't want to, you know, be giving off the impression that, you know, matnas chinam, that we're out to, you know, embedder their welfare and or, you know, ingratiate ourselves with them. So Tanya Mihachi, go ahead, Boaz.
Tanya Mihachi, lo tachanim, lo titen lahem chanaya bakarka. Dabar acher, lo tachanim, lo titen lahem chen. Dabar acher, lo tachanim, lo titen lahem masnas chena.
So again, you know, it is possible, in theory, that a person might take the position that these are three distinct drashos, but I think that it's more likely that there's kind of an overall gestalt that the halacha was developing with three distinct applications. Chanaya bekarka, matnas chinam, and chayin. And so when you take that point of view, you open yourself up to the following logical possibilities. Here's what I consider to be so attractive about it. Remember, we were struggling with the idea before, and we'll revisit it in just a moment. How in the world is Rabbi Meir going to live with an Isser Matnas Chinam if there's Nesina Lenachri? So we had all kinds of technical solutions, and I said, well, maybe let's hold off till we get to the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. But Levi, what would you say, just logically speaking, if you're willing to take the single Mechayev doctrine, what might you then say? Well, if the matnas chinam is not really,
if it's not really for the purpose of Avodah Zarah, it's not going to use it for Avodah Zarah at all. No?
Don't go that far. You're going too far.
If it's not to get close to them?
Exactly. Let's say, Ilan, is that what you wanted to say? Go ahead.
I wanted to say if they have to eat it separate from us, because it's us and, you know, like our kelim master. And it's gonna cause distance, not closeness.
Okay, good, right. See, if you take the single Mechayev theory, which is that basically we're prohibited from integrating with them, so then the gather of Matnas Chinam might be more narrow. You might only look at those things, very good, Ilan, that, you know, might lead to a kind of a burgeoning relationship or a sociability. If you're giving them dafka, the things that say, you know, we can't eat this, would you like some? So it's a fundamentally different scenario than, let's say, giving somebody something that you yourself, you know, really could benefit from. But that's, I think, more likely if you take the singular Mechayev doctrine. Eitan, you follow that there's a kind of an integration. So it's l'kula u'l'chumra. It's a very broad scope. Matnas chinam, chein, chanaya bekarka. But various kulos can be built in, you know, if you take a single mechayev approach. Okay, so matnas chinam gufa, tenaihi. We think, Titania. Go ahead, Boaz.
Titania, lo tochlu kol nevela l'ger shirbisharecha, techanena ve'achla o mochor lanachri.
So it could actually be not just Nesina, but Mechira. Lo ve'ed kochavim bin Nesina.
Minayin Talmud Lomar. Titnena ve'achla o mochor lanachri. Nimtza'ata omer. Echad gerva echad ovid kochavim, bein benasina bein b'mechira de Rabbi Meir.
Rabbi Yehuda omer dvarim kichsavan.
Rabbi Yehuda omer dvarim kichsavan leger benasina leovid kochavim b'mechira. Shavir ka amar Rabbi Yehuda omer lach ifal kadaitach
Umachar, right? It should say u. So oh lamali shmamina.
Shmamina litvarim kichtavan.
Huda asa. Perfect. Reb Meir, how will the akdumi nesina deger lemechir dovei kochavim? And now we have the kudei grav. Reb Yehuda.
Reb Yehuda, kevan deger ata mitzave or mitzvah lahachyoso, v'knani I ata mitzvah lahachyoso lahakdim lo tzarich kra.
A little bit of a different formulation, right? Uknani, as opposed to the ger, iata mitzvah lahachyoso lahakdim lo tzarich kra. So this is going to inspire a couple of very important formulations in Rashi. So let's be medayik very carefully in Rashi. And then, God willing, we'll be able to see the Meiri. Okay, Boaz?
Okay. Lotin lahem chen, shalo yomar kama obed kochovim zenoe.
Yeah, interesting. So chen, shalo yomar kama obed kochovim zenoe. Lotitain lahem chen. It's interesting. You have the impression from Rashi that it doesn't need to be in the presence of the obed kochovim. He doesn't say Shalo Yomar Le Oved Kochavim.
It's just in general study that won't compliment it even after the fact.
Yeah, it's not even the person's presence. Ilan Goldstein, why would that be? Why would there be a restriction on praising, let's say, something that has nothing to do with their Avodah Zarah, right? This person's appearance. They could just as well be an ethical monotheist and, you know, look the same way.
Maybe mindset?
Correct. Right? We don't want people softening towards Ovdei Avodah Zarah. You'd say, you know, the guy's a serial murderer, but I have to tell you, his penmanship is fantastic. That's like a morally debased kind of an approach, right? How do you think about that person and not first contemplate, and I don't just mean first, but overwhelmingly contemplate the fact that the person is a mass murderer. He's many other fine qualities. You know, he's on his local co-op board, he's been involved in, you know, various campaigns to help reverse oil spills, you know, in blue waters. There was a particular mass murderer, Jewish mass murderer, that Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal got very upset when particular Rabbanim were maspid him, you know, Ba'am Ve'eda, mass murderer. And, you know, part of the response was, you know, many other good qualities. So that appears to be what Rashi is saying here, obviously, mutatis mutandis in the world of Avodah Zarah, another one of the Gimel Chamuros. And if somebody's an Ovid of Avodah Zarah, to look past that is troubling. It reflects a kind of a toleration for that which is intolerable. Okay, so Hachi Garsianim came lechtov lo sechunim bekriyaso
malach.
So my lo sechunim.
My lo sechunim achasar kri bei lo techunim lashon chanias karka.
Right, so that sounds like they're having a stake in the land. Chanaya bekarka. So Tana Nami, the Chulu Yalfi Mehaikra.
The Chulu Yalfi Mehaikra lo titin lahem chania midelo kasiv techonim kri be techonim. Lo titin lahem chain kri be lo techonim loshon chanina vehainu chain. Matnas chinom kri be velo techinim loshon chino.
Good.
This next Rashi.
So Lagera Shabi Sharecha Titan.
Lagera Shabi Sharecha, Gertoshav, Shekibel, Allah, Shav Mitzos, Shin Stavubne Noach, Venevela, Mataraslo. Ba'ata Mitzavel Hafyoso, Dechdib, Vagera Toshav, Vachai Amach.
Okay, interesting. So here Rashi does a couple of very fascinating things. First of all, right, he projects Atam Mitzuva Lachayoso into the same position. Normally he just keeps it to the Avodah Zarah and Ochel Nevelos point. So here he interjects the Mitzuva Lachayoso, Tichsiv Beger V'toshav Achayimach. But I think more importantly, right, Boaz, what has Rashi done here in terms of the definition?
I think what he's doing is he's, I'm really not sure.
It's okay. Eitan, go ahead.
It's not just Avodah Zarah, it's Sheva Mitzvot.
Right. What do you make of it?
Probably
we all would agree that the Ger Toshav couldn't have been somebody, you know, who had been Bekabel of Shul Avodah Zarah, but he says, Birkas Hashem, I'm still on the fence about that. Right? We all could probably agree that person's not really a Ger Toshav. So what do you think?
Perhaps it's more than just Avodah Zarah saying that that because he's moved like Rebbe was saying about murder, it's not just Avodah Zarah that we care about that makes you a Ger Toshav. It's really becoming a civil person.
Okay, interesting. I like your civil person. Me'iri is cheering you on, you know, from the Mesifta de Rakia, the Umos Hagduros Bedas. Okay, very good. But Kibel Alav Sheva Mitzvah. So there might be a little bit of a distinction as to what the Kabbalah needs to be. This is a very important Rashi. Shekibel Alav Sheva Mitzvah, Shenitztavu B'nei Noach. Here Rashi doesn't say just V'ochal Nevelos, but Nevela Muteraslo, which I'll take as a raya for my position, that there's no chiyuv of achilas nevelos, but the heter is part of the geder. Okay, I think that is a good, solid diuk. Okay, Boaz, back to you. Talmud Lomar O Machor.
Talmud Lomar O Machor. Vekai Eger Dela El Mine. Leger Titne Veachla O Machor. Lovi Kochamim Benitina Minayan Talmud Lomar. Tisne O Machor Lenachri. Is that the right punctuation? Or
yeah, you got it. Vidarish Latarvayu Anachri.
Vidarish Latarvayu Anachri. De'ila Dvarim Kirsavan Ata Dela Ovid
Kochavim. So, comma. De'ila Dvarim Kirsavan Asa Dela Ovid Kochavim Master the Titna Hachi by the Mechtav Titna Noviachala.
Ligera Shervisharacha. Oh, Makal Anachri Dela Matse Lakomi Kriye Dinesina Anachri.
Okay, so that's the position of Reb Meir. Lovid kochavim bechinra.
Aval bechinam asur litain lo shum matana.
Right, so that's how the Gemara came on to this. It seems like that's the Gemara is saying that, oh, maybe Rabbi Meir really rejects the notion entirely of lo titain lahem matnas chinam, instead of trying to conceptualize nevela as an exception. Maybe Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, it's a machlokes tanaim about the scope of lo sechonim. Maybe Rabbi Meir doesn't agree to one of the three definitions. Maybe he agrees to chanaya bekarka, maybe he agrees to lo titein lahem chein, but he draws a line at chanaya at matnas chinam. Parchinan, Rabbi Yehuda, havadai shapir kamer Rabbi Meir, debein mechir ben esina ika.
Debein mechir ben esina ika lemish denayhu, aovit kochavim ve'eger, Oh, chalaku. Lahakdim nasina de ger. Im yish ger b'sharecha lo yim charen ala ovid kochavim. Lahachi ata. Oh, lamashma. Lahachi ger sher b'sharecha tisne. Vehu ikir mitzvah. Oh, im ein ger mochar ala ovid kochavim.
Interesting. So you have this really fascinating formulation in Rashi for Reb Meir that the ikar mitzvah, which you really want to do with the nevela, would be to give it away scot-free to the Ger Toshav, but the main Ger, the guy's not around. Mochra l'Oved Kochavim. So it's an interesting reading because it almost makes the category of Mechira l'Ger a non-existent one, right? I mean, how would you ever do Mechira l'Ger if the whole point is you can't find the Ger to give it away to? So then you could do Mechira l'Nachri. It's a little bit difficult, but I like this formulation of the Ikar Mitzvah. And I think it's the Ikar Mitzvah because it satisfies part of the Geder, Rashi Lashitaso, of Ochel Nevelos. Really interesting idea. So Rashi seems pretty content to accept, all right, you know, maybe it is a machlokes tanaim on one of the three. Maybe Gufa Reb Meir is willing to do away with the Isser Matnas Chinam to Anach, right? That's a simple reading of the Gemara. As I already stated, the Balei HaTosfos are not so minded, but we'll get there. Okay, Ilan Goldstein, can you read, or it's still a little... is that an issue?
I can try.
Okay. The Fum Tzara Agra. We already appreciate the effort. So this is the Meiri.
Kol ha nivelos af al pi she nasuru bachila bana miha hutro chutz mi shor venasak el kamo she espire bim komo shere namar binivela lager asher bisharacha titana la chila homachor venach. Veloso tibar lager be netina lugai umelamichira bimichira ella af becholos ella shen mitzade lehikdim netina lager al mechira lugai shehis gayer hoel vinichnas tachas kansei hashrina harei hu bechol achlaya Vasa mitzada lis chayoso ma she'en kein begay shekol shehu ma'avdei ha'alilim I ata mitzada lis chayoso.
Okay, so we have this amazing line in the Meiri. And so the Meiri uses an expression which is, unforgettable. It's dramatic. So the Miri's explanation of this whole idea of a ger v'toshav v'chayimach, ger atamitzuvah l'achayoso, despite the fact that he's certainly not a member of Klal Yisrael, he's not a member of the Am Kadosh Atal Hashem Elokecha, is because his repudiation of Avodah Zarah isn't just, to use the Melitza of Chazal, moda v'chol haTorah kula, but how does he call it, Ilan? What's the amazing concept here? Knisa tachas kanfei hashchin. Therefore, he's granted an automatic status as an ach of sorts. Harei would be chlal achva. Now, as Levi would be quick to remind us, methodologically, Levi's always making this point, doesn't mean that all achim are therefore necessarily equal, and we'll maintain that. It's possible that somebody could be begeder achva and not, afforded all of the same v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, but certainly in terms of the threshold level of mitzuvin l'achayoso, the ger toshav is described, Avi, as a nichnas tachas kanfei hashchina. You could forgive somebody for reading that Meiri, Ben Sion, and thinking that the Meiri was talking about a Ger Tzedek. You have to read it like five times to say, what is he saying exactly? But he's talking about the Ger Toshav, and it's inescapable. He's talking about somebody who can eat non-kosher, nevela. But he's an ach. Any man who rejects Avodah Zarah is a brother to me. Right? Henry VIII. The Band of Brothers speech. He who shall bleed with me today, anyone who will reject Avodah Zarah is a brother of mine. I suppose that all of you had to submit your yearbook quotes already. But this would have been a good one.
Sorry, did you say Henry VIII?
Ben Sion, go ahead.
I just had something I thought, but I realized that it wasn't really a question, it's more of a thought.
Go ahead.
It's interesting that really what the Gertoshim is doing. He's really doing an action that's on the on the, I guess, on the plane of Bein Adam L'Makom, and it really impacts him on the Bein Adam L'Chaveiro level.
Yes. 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 It's an amazing idea. But that's, but Ben Sion, I think that's really of a piece with what I was saying before, when we talked about the idea of lotitin lehem chein. You can't even relate to them in a sociable way, not because the guy, you know, cut you off in traffic, but if he's an Ovid of Avodah Zarah, that is so antithetical to our worldview that everything else, even in terms of the sociability factor, you know, is subordinated to that, right? So this is the flip side of the coin. So if somebody could be kofir b'avodah zarah, it's not just mode b'chol ha'torah kula, but like you're saying, the impact is felt bein adam l'chaveiro. All of a sudden, he's a brother to me. Anybody who is willing to repudiate Avodah Zarah automatically becomes part of the Bris Achva. V'heim Bali Bris Avram. Rami.
But if someone was Mekavel Alav, Shalal Avodah Zarah, not in the context of the Geirut process, would we still categorize them as part of the Achva?
Right, that's what I was talking about before with Noam. Let's say somebody just happens not to be an idolater, but he's never really made that commitment. I still maintain there's a distinction.
Well, no, but if he is in a Kabbalah of Shalalassos, but like he, whatever, makes some contractual obligation for himself, even though there's no chiyuv to not do it, right, he's still in a Kabbalah of Shalalassos.
You're saying he just doesn't do, he doesn't do a Bifnei Shalosh.
Yeah.
Yeah, is the Bifnei Shalosh Ma'akev. So we'll take a look at that. That's a good question. Can you really consider it a Kabbalah? Does a Kabbalah have to be, you know, Bifnei Acherim? That's really what you're driving at. It's a good question. Okay. Avi, was that you before? Yeah, go ahead.
I think it was Leave.
Oh, it was Leave? Okay.
Wait, you're saying my hand was raised? I think that was an accident. My hand was raised, yeah. It was from before when I said something earlier, sorry.
Okay. A false flag operation. Okay, so what we've covered today is a couple important points. Rashi's expanded definition in Avodah Zarah, something to think about. You have Rashi's willingness, apparently, to accept the premise of the Gemara, namely that Rabbi Meir may not subscribe to the idea of Matnas Chinam. It sounds that way, Tanahi, instead of pushing back against that suggestion, the Maskana. Most importantly, right, we have the idea of what I call the single Mechayiv doctrine, that our antipathy towards Avodah Zarah requires, you know, various strictures. Eretz Yisrael, for sure. Chanayir Bekarka. Chain, everything about our relationship with that person has to be contextualized through Avodah Zarah, not even how we relate to them directly, but, you know, how we, Beinenu Levein Atzmeinu, how we think about them. Right, Kamanoa Ovid Kochavim Zeh, I think, is an incredibly high bar. Any transactions that might ultimately lead to a kind of an integration process. I suggested that the Chumras, Ha'isser, and according to the single Mechayev doctrine, could generate kulos on the side of Matnas Chinam, if there was no possibility of Chain coming from it, or any kind of integration. So I think that's something to consider. Most dramatically, I think you have the Meiri's comment, you know, which happens to be situated in the parallel Gemara Nechulin, but the Meiri's comment that Ger Toshav is Nichnas Lebris Achla. He's Nichnas Tachas Kanfei Ashchina. And anybody that's tachas kanfei ashchina, mitzuvin lachayosu. He's not nichnas to a mamlachas koni megoy kadosh, but he's nichnas tachas kanfei ashchina. And for those people, you know, we'll support them. They're basically aligned with us. So we have this question. What about the other six? You know, Rashi and Avodah Zarah projects, yeah, for sure, the Ger Toshav has been Mekabel Sheva, even if the one that stands out, Eitan, I think both you and I were noted to say that Rashi, this is not a stira, but Rashi emphasizes, you know, Avodah Zarah more. That's the typical formulation. But there's a sort of an implicit assumption that he's really being Mekabel Kol Sheva. Even if Rashi really wants to emphasize that it's the repudiation of Avodah Zarah that changes his status. But it's an interesting thing to ask. You know, there are different deos. We're not learning Sanhedrin right now, but maybe you covered this. You know, there are many different shitos in the Gemara. Nun Vav, Nun Zayin, Nun Ches, Nun Tes. How many mitzvos really are there? So there actually is a dea within the Gemara that, you know, Adam Arishon was only Nitztave b'Avodah Zarah. It's an interesting idea. That's just remains the fundamental one. You know, Avodah Zarah, Birkas Hashem, interestingly, Dinim is also on that list. There are many different shitos about that. 1, 3, 7, potentially more. What are the seven? Right? You have Kilayim and Siros. There you go. It was like our phrase for the year. Siros and Kilayim is the Sach. Good memories. So again, I think that our default position, and the Rambam will take a different emphasis, I admit it. Our default position in Rashi, I think, should be as follows. Of course the Ger Toshev is Mekabel Sheva Mitzvos. But if you want to know what changes his Chalos, it's the Kfira Be'Avodah Zarah. And if you want to know what's equally important to his definition, it's the Heter of Achilas Nevelos. And that's Mefurash here in Rashi and Avodah Zarah. He's not Ochel Nevelos Petoras Chiyav, but the very fact that he can is a signal of Ki Am Kadosh Ata LaShem Elokecha, that he's not quite there yet. Should he be? Should we actively encourage him to be? I'll conclude with a parallel discussion. It became a huge issue after the Shoah, so it's an appropriate place to end today. Rav Herzog was maybe the most active in this question in terms of halach l'maisa, also practically sort of bore the responsibility of the issue, is Zera Yisrael. Person intermarries, children aren't Jewish. What's our posture towards the children? Is it neutral? They're Mizera Yisrael. So that's the question that we're asking at a different level by the Ger Toshav. In the interim, we have to be extremely, extremely concerned, to use the Rambam's expression, that he's Omed B'Toraso, so that there's not any confusion. That could be a Chorban. But at the same time, is his, to use the Meiri's formulation, is his Knisa Tachas Kanfei Ashchina, and Knisa therefore, by definition, as Ben Zion says, to the Bris Achva, are we motivated to take things further? Right? Once somebody is already an Ach of yours, wouldn't you want truly the best for them? More? So there's obviously a very strong argument to be made that once he's been nichnas tachas kanfei ashchina, and therefore, you know, Hereata Mitsubin La Chayoso. So is that just, you know, the Chaim of the Guf? Or the Chaim of the Nefesh as well? So Tosfos couldn't avoid that issue. And it's an analog of the modern day question about Zari Yisrael. How we think about that. Huge issue. One of the biggest challenges in Eretz Yisrael today. In terms of Giyur. Huge challenges. People persecuted in the Soviet Union came to Eretz Yisrael. They were, you know, married a classmate in 1986, not Jewish. Soon as Iron Curtain falls, they come to Israel. Law of return, married people. Children aren't Jewish. Yeah, been dealing with it for a generation. Continues to be an active issue. You know, that's why we need, you know, Gedolei HaPoskim, you know, who are going to confront, you know, these issues. So Zari Yisrael has been in a very, very active discussion. You know, what is our position in terms of encouraging? But you're seeing, you know, kind of a conceptual parallel in terms of the Ger Toshav. Especially if you're going to say, he's Nichnas Tachas Kan Ve'eshchina, he's an Ach. It's not just that we treat him the same way that we treat an Ach. Ger V'toshav Achayim Ach. That will give him the benefits of Achva. A civil union. No, he's an Ach. Ben Sion, as you say, by virtue of his gesture, Ben Adam L'makom, he has a chalos, Ben Adam L'chaveiro. But where does that leave us? So that's really the issue that we have to take a look at. Okay, so if you guys can do the Tosfosin now, and then, like I said, tomorrow we'll do actually an issue of Tshuvos Mi'amamakim, which is very much related to this question of Yisrael Mumar going in the other direction, losing Kiddushas Yisrael, as it were. What steps are required, the Gedder of Ones, it also, I wanted to do this particular Tshuva because it relates to the Sugya of Bechol Misrapin and the Aveir of Chil Hashem, Lenara Losas Adavar. So we'll take a look at that tomorrow. And we'll continue on with our Sugya, God willing, next week.